Michael?
Yes.
When's the last time you received a piece of real mail? Not a bill, not junk mail, not a wedding invitation.
Well, thinking about it, I got a postcard from a friend from, he was visiting Africa, so it was from Upper Volta. Of course, Upper Volta became Burkina Faso in 1984, so it was a while ago.
Oh, that is a while ago. Yeah. Are you serious? You're lying. That's not the last time. You're always pulling my leg.
I got a check from my parents the other day for buying my wife a wedding gift.
Oh, that's nice. Mm-hmm. I got a piece of real mail today.
No.
It was so exciting. Truly. My college roommate sent me a postcard from Lake Tahoe, California, and she closes it. She sent it to my work address, and she closed the postcard by saying, "Give my regards to your parents. Take care. By the way, is it okay to send mail to your workplace? If not, please email me your preferred snail mail address." Which is kind of ironic. Email me your snail mail address. Snail mail. Everybody says it. It means the slow stuff that comes in your post box that nobody really pays attention to anymore. But what if snails really did deliver the mail? How much slower could it possibly be? This is a question. It's not theoretical. This is something that two British artists took very seriously. They actually have put together what they're calling an artistic piece. It's part of a slow art project designed by Paul Smith and Vicky Isley of Bournemouth University. It's a project that will officially launch at a showcase in LA in August. We are going to talk now with Paul Smith on the line now to explain to us how this whole thing works. Hey, Paul.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. We're doing fine. So walk me through this thing. You have real snails delivering the mail. This is all set up the initial steps here. You have a website.
That's correct.
A user can go to your website and you write an email within the confines of your site. Then you can hit send, and then your email goes where after that?
Well, your email, as most emails do, travels at the speed of light, which is reasonably fast.
Yes, it is.
To our server, and then it kind of sits in a line with a whole load of other emails and waits to get to the front of that line. And when it gets to the front, it then has to wait for a snail. So we have
a real snail.
We have a small glass tank with a small population of snails, and each snail has a small piece of circuitry and tiny antenna on its shell. And when that snail passes by a reader, it collects or it's assigned an email, and then it wanders off and slimes around, and eventually, hopefully, possibly at some time in the future, it passes by another reader. And at that point, your email gets forward. So for one brief moment in time, your email exists in a physical space and is moved around a physical space before finally being forwarded once again at the speed of light.
There's a real element of chance, though, in this, right? I mean, there's nothing that will guarantee that the snail is actually ever going to pass near either of those sensors. So your email may just sit there for eternity.
At the moment, we're kind of still setting things up, and we're still kind of getting used to how our snails are going to move around, and we're not quite sure what sort of speed, what kind of performance we'll be working to. Yeah.
What's the average delivery time thus far?
At the moment, we've only had a very few snails that have actually been sent, and the average sort of delivery time is ranging between 4.6 days. But the thing is, that's not really kind of taken into consideration the length of the queue and the queue or the line, the number of emails that are waiting to be picked up, which is kind of growing exponentially at the moment. So we're expecting that to soon kind of reach much greater sort of delays, and possibly delays that might even extend beyond the range of a human life.
So why, Paul? What's the idea behind this? What made you think, snail mail?
We was asked to respond to RFID technology, which is the small kind of chips. They're kind of everywhere in our world. Often you find them on things in shops to stop you from stealing them.
Yeah.
But they're very small chips, and we was asked to build a project that responded to that. And when we kind of looked into the marketing for the companies that are selling these chips, they were kind of really pushing how anything you was trying to do before using RFID technology, you'll be able to do a lot faster and a lot quicker afterwards. And we were kind of thinking that maybe the world's going fast enough as it is, and there's lots of people thinking of very clever ways of speeding things up. So maybe we could do something to something for the other people, something for the people that aren't so keen on speed.
But you're still using the technology, Paul. If you were really hardcore about this, you would have had the person attach their handwritten letter to the snail's shell and then just set the snail free from the from the door and see if the snail could find its way to the recipient.
He invented snail mail. He could do it however he wants.
I'm sorry. Let's talk a little bit about these three snails. Austin,
sure. Cecil, and Muriel.
And Muriel. Where did you procure said snails?
The snails have all been rescued from gardens using slug pellets. I'm not sure how you are in the States, but we're still allowed to use slug pellets. And
I'm afraid I don't know what a slug pellet is.
A slug pellet for people that have plants and don't like their plants being eaten by snails, they put down these little poisoned pellets that kill slugs and snails.
So you rescued them from all
our snails have been rescued, so yeah. So they're now living out the rest of their lives in a snail sanctuary, if you like.
Are they faster than you thought they would be? Or slower?
They do move around quite quickly. However, they're very unpredictable, and the range that the readers have in order to be able to kind of pick up the chips on the snails is quite a small area. So we've kind of been thinking of ways of maybe kind of increasing the through traffic, maybe painting kind of beer over the sensors to encourage the snails to move that way. It's been really weird because our idea was to set up a very slow mail service, and ever since then we've been trying to think of ways that we can speed it up, and the engineers we've been working with have kind of come up with kind of numerous ways that we could make the system more efficient, and there's kind of a conflict there in terms of what we're trying to achieve.
Well, everyone out there, you can experience the real snail mail for yourself. We're going to put a link to the real snail mail website on our site and pictures of some of these little snails. Paul Smith, one of the people behind this project, and Vicky Isley is another co-creators of Real Snail Mail. Hey, Paul, thanks very much. Happy snail mailing to you. Best of luck with the project.
Great. Okay.
Take care.